The difficulty with this is it's going to take all the money out of the banks that they would have to loan. They won't take all the profits that they made last year for working and working very hard. It's all going to be this one large assessment. And the big banks are in all of it in favor of it. Why? Why? Because it'll dry up the loans that are available from the small banks. And just as the Federal Reserve began paying interest so that they could to get the banks to leave their money with the Fed so there'd be no money to loan out, they dried up almost $5 trillion that could have been lent out. So they're doing the same thing with the Sheila Bair's effort. And rather than go to the Treasury and get the money, she wants to get it from the banks so they won't have any money to loan. Once you understand that, it all makes sense. Well, with that as a background, let's go ahead and get to our special guest, Michael Shaw. Hi, Michael. How are you doing?
I am doing fine, Dr. Stan. It's great to be on the show today.
All right, fine. Well, now, of course, what do you want to talk about? I know you want to talk about sustainable development, Agenda 21, this program to use the environment to justify taking away our freedom. That's what it's really all about.
Well, yes, and today I'm going to take a little different approach than usual because I want to talk about two subjects that really set the foundation for the creation of and implementation of sustainable development. And those two subjects are, you know, taking a look, a little bit of a look at liberty, and then taking a look at our fiat money system and show how the attack on liberty, which is the purpose of sustainable development, and the monetary system that we live with today and have lived with for a long time is it's the tool for the capacity to create and implement the sustainable policy. So people who've listened to this show before have heard me talk about sustainable development. Just in short, it is the global to local program to create a one world order in a society where firstly, human beings, the population of human beings will be dramatically reduced, and where secondly, all human action will be controlled by a world government that operates on a global to local thesis and destroys the entire political idea of unalienable rights. Let's talk a little bit about unalienable rights, because that's an interesting story in and of itself. Today, unalienable, spelled U-N or unalienable, U-N-lienable, is a notion that is described in our dictionaries to be exactly the same as the word inalienable. That's I-N, alienable, inalienable versus unalienable. Well, the Declaration of Independence, written by Thomas Jefferson, makes reference to unalienable or unalienable rights. That's with a U-N. And if we look at the dictionaries from that time frame, the notion of unalienable rights was quite different than the notion of inalienable rights. Let's look at inalienable rights. Inalienable rights are those rights that are granted to you by application of law. If the law changes, your rights change. You can look at the current push for homosexual marriage. All you need to do to change your rights under the law, in this case, is change the law. And that's the effort that's being made. But in the basic cadre of rights that we all hold, at least in America, where America's original vision was that certain unalienable rights cannot be taken away by government. That was the principle of the founding of our country. You see, you can go back even to 1828 and look at Webster's Dictionary then, when it was very clear that unalienable rights meant something different than merely your rights under the law. The unalienable rights to life, to liberty, and to property were deemed to be inherent within the nature of human beings. We're imbued with these rights by our Creator, as Jefferson wrote in our Declaration of Independence. And no government can take our life, our liberty, or our property from us. Well, when you roll forward to now, you look at the 1988 Unabridged Webster's Dictionary, it defines unalienable rights just as inalienable rights were defined 150 years ago. So it's an Orwellian move where the meaning of very key words, the whole foundation of this country, is predicated upon the idea of unalienable rights vested within to the nature of each human being, so that his life and his liberty and his property cannot be taken by government. Well, today, unalienable, according to the dictionary, doesn't mean that anymore. So the foundation of our freedom, the reason why the Declaration of Independence, the American Declaration, is the greatest achievement by mankind, is because it was for the first time recognized politically that our rights can't be taken by government, and that only certain powers can be given by government from the people upon their consent for exercise and control by the federal government.
And, of course, basically what the Tenth Amendment says, and really it is the key to understanding our Constitution, that any powers not specifically granted to the federal, to Congress, by the states, was to be limited to the states and the people. In other words, if Congress wasn't specifically given a power to do something, it was not to be allowed to do it. And all powers that you're not granted specifically to the United States by sort of the Constitution were to be reserved to the states and to the people. But you see, those people who want a dictatorship have simply little by little, under one guise or another, in the name of the general welfare. The general welfare clause never meant that. The general welfare clause was specifically laid out to list the things that the government would be involved in. But there have always been people who wanted a dictatorship in America since the very inception. People who have a different view. And what most people don't understand is that many of these people are affiliated with foreign organizations, have a goal, and that is to bring about a world government. They were here at the time our Constitution was written. They are still here today. And if you want to read about it, we have a book, The Secret Destiny of America, written by a Satanist named Manly P. Hall. It's available from Radio Liberty. You need to get it. You need to understand the emblems on our dollar bill to really understand what's going on today.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away, and the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside-down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-374-3101.
The new world order beast is genetically modifying your food. Genetically modifying. Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses. Viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender. Surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Hello, this is Peter Kranznebel from Midas Resources, and I'd like to share some thoughts with you. In today's economy, with the government spending gone wild, the banking system on the verge of collapse, and Wall Street in continuous freefall, we both know that it's critical that you protect your savings and retirement programs now. Macroeconomics can be very confusing, but the solution to securing your personal assets is very simple. It's purchase of gold and silver. These precious metals have been the trusted means of exchange for centuries, and they've never been more important in our country's history. It's up to you to design your survival plan, one based on gold and silver. Give me a call. I'm Peter Kranznebel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and allow me to outline an easy answer to your questions. That's Peter Kranznebel at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. Call Peter at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108, while you can still purchase gold with paper.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and of course, Thomas Jefferson. One of my favorite books is the Master Thoughts of Thomas Jefferson, that put out by the Bar of New York back in 1907. But Jefferson was tried to warn us what the future holds, and he said, you know, if the time should ever come when all power would be centralized in Washington, D.C., in small as well as in large issues, why, we will have a government as venal and oppressive as the one we've just recently separated from. Well, there are people who really want that. They want to control everything. And they're using this fraud of sustainable development. Oh, we're running out of water. We're running out of air. We're running out of oil. We're running out of coal. We're running out of natural resources. We've got to protect the three-toed salamander and the butterflies. That's why we've got to have all government in Washington, D.C. Otherwise, the global warming will... Well, I'm going to say global cooling now. Well, anyway, whatever it is, the climate change is going to destroy humanity. Give us the power. We're here from the government. We want to protect you. And that's exactly what's going on, isn't it, Michael?
It absolutely is. And with this shift from a country based on unalienable rights to inalienable civil law, we lose the protections that our forefathers struggled so severely to provide for us. Just understand that under inalienable legal systems, all laws are made by legislators. And when the legislator decides, for example, that the environment must be protected at the expense of your use and enjoyment of property, and that becomes the civil law, and we no longer can even define unalienable rights as was intended by Jefferson and the forefathers, we're simply lost. We no longer have the magic of the American experience in freedom. The experience in freedom is dependent upon the political recognition of unalienable rights, and our land is being sacrificed. Farmers and ranchers know this well as landowners in more urbanized areas, that local government can do whatever it wants to limit your use and enjoyment of property. And as that fades away from the American experience, we are only steps away from becoming full-fledged chattel of a powerful government.
And I certainly think we're well on the way towards that. And, of course, what they'd like to do is use crises, oh, the global warming crisis. But the trouble is that global warming is no longer a crisis. In fact, the ocean level's been falling the last 4 or 5 years. There are 30,000 scientists who say this whole thing is a fraud. You can check that out on Art Robinson's website. He set up petitions, and over 30,000 scientists have said this is a fraud. And the only scientists who agree with Al Gore are those who are on the payroll or work for the government, and a lot of them are too scared to stand up and stand for science, and they'll do anything to keep their pensions and their money coming in. But any real scientist knows it's a fraud. Sure, there was a cycle of global warming. Now we've turned to a cycle of global cooling. Who knows what the future holds, but it has nothing to do with man's activities, because carbon dioxide makes up less than 0.1% of our atmosphere, actually 0.0388. The atmosphere is carbon dioxide. But Al Gore is not going to tell you that. Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, all that is so true. We just this week received a new film edition on global warming from Dr. Michael Kaufman, a brand new one that he's released. It's designed for high school students, broken into 3 15- to 20-minute sections. And it will totally dispel in the minds of any viewer the Al Gore notion of global warming, because he's interviewing even UN scientists or former UN scientists who said they just couldn't put up with the baloney anymore, that man-made global warming is non-existent. It's that simple. You want to see the science and hear from the scientists about that, check out our website, freedomadvocates.org, and go to our store, and you'll find prominently displayed there this a new video on the a truth and understanding about global warming. But let's move on to point number two. Point number one in what I want to present today is the problem with recognizing unalienable rights in this country. The second issue is the question of our monetary system. If our rights have been undermined through a long process of Orwellian type word definition changes, what really gives the force to those who may want to subjugate humanity is the monetary system. It's existed in the United States since 1913, has been in existence in the late 18th century in England and spreading through Europe. Today, it's a system that is applied to all but 5 countries in the world. The whole world has a monetary system that is based on what's called fiat money. That is money that's simply made out of thin air by globalist bankers who then loan it to governments. It is the globalist fiat money system that creates the potential for globalism. Sustainable development is the action plan to implement that global system of a one world order, where for sure your unalienable rights are never recognized, and where rights are granted and restricted and doled out to groups under principles of social justice in substitution of the American principle of equal justice, another philosophical reference in the Declaration of Independence. It is being overwhelmed by judges all across America who proudly proclaim that they are advocates of social justice. Every American law school teaches social justice and not equal justice to the new lawyers.
And I know you're a lawyer, and how did you ever get to learn the truth about our documents rather than simply what you've been taught in law school?
Well, I was taught well in grammar school. And I was always frustrated and confused in law school, but I sort of set out in life, and anyway, having been trained that way and kind of accepting that as the system that we ought to be proud to live in. And after several decades of work, you know, primarily in the land development business, I came to really see how the rights that I always presumed existed, even though I was given no support for that in law school, but I still assumed that man had a right to the use and enjoyment of his property. And when I found it to be otherwise, and accelerating in that direction over the last several decades. I just got serious and began to study things that, gee, I had never really studied, only had been exposed to as a 7th and 8th grader.
Well, I'm glad you did, because I think you're having an impact not only in this country but throughout the world as you educate people about the danger of this terrible threat to our freedom called sustainable development.
Well, that's right. But before even talking today, I mean, we've talked about sustainable development on this network and others. But for people to really get a feel for the potential of sustainable development, they must come to understand the nature of fiat money. Because it's fiat money that sets the stage for the one world order, where all power is narrowly concentrated into the hands of those few people who have had control of the money machine for a very long time.
I certainly agree with you. Well, you hang on. We'll be back in just a moment.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you could drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Do you suffer from aches and pains in your knees, arms, wrists, or elbows? Is it difficult to get out of bed in the morning because of joint stiffness? Have you been looking for a safe, natural alternative to help ease your pain? If so, you need to visit solartherm.ca. Solartherm, the pain care you wear, is a patented ceramic fiber support technology that holds in and reflects your own body heat, soothing those sore areas. Solartherm is extremely light and comfortable to wear and increases blood flow to the affected areas without the use of toxic chemicals. Imagine being able to finally relieve the aches and pains in your elbows, knees, wrist, back, and more. So forget about messy creams that have an unpleasant smell. Try Solartherm, the pain care care you wear. Call them today at 1-877-747-6664. That's 1-877-747-6664. Or visit them online at solartherm.ca. That's solar, T-H-E-R-M, solartherm.ca.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest is Michael Shaw. Michael, why don't you go ahead and tell us your website and telephone number? How can people get hold of your information on sustainable development?
Well, sustainable development information is available at freedomadvocates.org. We have been in existence for about 8 years and have collected information first from our county, one of the seed banks for sustainable development, and it's Santa Cruz, California. But our information now is from every state and the federal focus on sustainable development policy. And we have begun intense communications with other people experiencing the same thing, sometimes to a greater degree than we are, in other English-speaking countries around the world. In any event, when you finish with a study of freedomadvocates.org, you will find out and you will see how it is that the globalist program of the Sustainable Action Plan is in every county in America and in every country around the world. We have moved a long way towards that global banking objective of having a one world controlled by them.
And I think what's really so interesting is most people really don't understand sustainable development. They don't understand it's spelled out that it's in their county, it's in their community. They don't understand Agenda 21, which is the master plan for the 21st century. They don't understand the Global Biodiversity Assessment Report you talk about, which, of course, is written out, the Earth Charter. It's all there, the Agenda 21, the Global Biodiversity Assessment, the Earth Charter. All you have to do is read it. It's readily available. And they've told you exactly what they're going to do. But you're not going to hear that from the so-called conservative talk show host. You're not going to hear about that on CBS, ABC, or NBC. And you're certainly never going to read about that in the New York Times, the Washington Post, or the Los Angeles Times. But go right ahead.
Well, that's absolutely right, Dr. Stan. And the reason for that is that if we understand where sustainable development came from and how it became organized, we then know that the news and entertainment features in America have been controlled by the same economic forces that are leading us down this path of sustainable development. And to understand that economic connection, that's why it is that people must come to understand the nature of our monetary system, the fiat money, meaning that money is simply made out of thin air, loaned to the government, and you and I, the taxpayer, pay interest on that forever, mounting numbers that go forever until the system implodes. The system always implodes because the force of nature and the economic reality of inflation finally turns currencies that are created that way into simple wallpaper. And if that doesn't happen, the manipulators of this funny money system implode these funny money systems so that they can bring in new systems and corner the markets even further.
And I think it's really very interesting. All we need to do is hear some of those speeches were given by Reverend Wright. Barack Obama sat in his church for 20 years, as certainly Wright talked about the necessity of destroying America. He G-damn America. America was responsible for everything. And Barack Obama agreed with that. Now he left the church because he wanted to be elected president. He talked about race and how short-sighted Reverend Wright was on the racial issues. But that was what the issue was all about. It was really about an intense hatred of America. And, of course, Reverend Wright had married Obama. He had officiated in the baptism of his children. Barack Obama and the people who put him in office really want to destroy America. But they can't tell the American people that. They can't tell them they're going to destroy their currency and by so destroying our currency, to destroy the very fabric of our society. There's no better way to destroy a nation than to destroy the currency, and they're in the process of doing it, and everything they're doing is designed to fail. Other than, of course, to if you call destroying our currency a success, then they are succeeding. It's only a matter of time before the massive inflation that's being created is going to wipe out the pensions and annuities and stocks and bonds and the insurance policies of everybody listening to this program. Go right ahead.
Well, that's absolutely true. That's that's the bottom line of all of this, is that our monetary system is now being played with by the Federal Reserve. They are the agents. They are the globalists, the secret globalist bankers who control and create the American currency. Ron Paul introduced legislation here this last week to audit the Federal Reserve. The law today is the Federal Reserve may as well be the Vatican Papacy. You cannot go in and conduct any investigations. They are as free as a sovereign country. But an organization that seeks to create a one-world government.
And, Chris, they audit themselves, but you can't tell what's going on. You need an outside audit, somebody who's not tied into the Federal Reserve trying to cover up the truth. It's like auditing Bernard Madoff, you know. Why didn't they get to it? Well, all the information was private. Mr. Madoff couldn't let any trade secrets out, so nobody could audit him, so nobody could find he was stealing $50 billion from people and certainly charities all across the world, and that's exactly what the Federal Reserve says. Oh, we can't let an outsider come in and look at our books. Well, why not if they got nothing to hide? Because they have something to hide, and that is they're in the process of destroying our nation.
Well, there's a big difference, I think, though, Dr. Stan, between Madoff and the Federal Reserve. Madoff has some legitimate constitutional protections that would have kept the government from coming in and looking. You are innocent until you are proven guilty, and you can't just simply jump in. But the difference with the Federal Reserve is that they are performing a constitutional function in terms of the management of the currency of America.
But, of course, the justification is we are a private corporation. Because we are a private corporation, you can't come in.
Well, that's true enough. But as a private corporation, there is no constitutional authority for the even existence of a Federal Reserve. What Congress ought to be doing is, rather than auditing the Federal Reserve, they should be breaking the Federal Reserve's arrangement to control the monetary system of the United States of America. Yeah. It is a horrible breach of congressional duty from 1913 until today for the Congress not to have gotten serious about pushing these folks offshore and reestablishing American sovereignty and the unalienable rights that each of us enjoy to a life that is our own. It is the Federal Reserve, it is the fiat money system that makes possible the assault on America to be carried off without Americans ever having fired a shot. We wake up one day and the dictionary definitions have been changed, the constitutional mandates have been abrogated, and a dictator rules our every move.
And most people have no idea what's going on because they do control the media. They've been able to create money out of nothing and buy up the media. They've been able to create money out of nothing and buy up the educational process and the professors and the big schools. They've been able to create money out of nothing and buy the politicians who do their bidding. And it's about time we took America back if we value freedom.
Well, and if we don't value freedom today, there is no guarantee. I mean, there is every guarantee that when we wake up tomorrow as slaves doing what we're told, with 5/6 of us dead, we will wish we had protected what our forefathers delivered to us. But it's not just been the baby boomer generation. You know, it's been our parents and our grandparents. Our children today are coming out of college expressing a view to national pollsters in the majority that they believe themselves to be global citizens. The education program of sustainable development is working because the allegiance, even the awareness of the American concepts of individual liberty and equal justice are simply being forgotten and being replaced with policies coming out of Washington, D.C. and coming out of the state houses and coming out of your county government that just go on endlessly and accelerating in that process to take control of every move we make. That is the Action Program of Sustainable Development, designed to abolish private property, train our citizens, our children to be global citizens. It's about the control and reduction over human population.
Amen to that. We're going to be back in just a moment with Michael Shaw of Freedom Advocates right here at Genesis in a moment.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and of course our guest is Michael Shaw. Michael, why don't you go ahead and finish up the program?
Well, let me just finish a little bit on fiat money. part of the problem with fiat money is that the taxpayer has to pay hundreds of billions of dollars per year over to the Federal Reserve for the interest that they on the money that they created out of thin air. If we're going to have a fiat system, and I'm not suggesting that in the long term we should, but if we're going to have a fiat system, let's vest that system in the hands of Congress so they can issue money without interest, where we're having to, you know, pay the government out for inflating our currency supply. If they inflate the currency supply, we shouldn't be double insulted by having to pay taxes on the interest that is charged for the creation of that money, and in this case, done so by globalist banks seeking to create a one-world order. It's clear to me that the first step we got to take is to fire the Federal Reserve. Now, that's a complicated issue, I understand. We've got to think through the complications and mitigate the adverse consequences of separating ourselves from the rest of the world in that regard, because every country, other than a few very small ones, have a central bank like the Federal Reserve who all coordinate together. This is creating the world domination that we are headed for. We need to get out of the Federal Reserve and keep those interest payments for money out of nothing from arising in the first place. That would reduce our federal deficit by hundreds of billions of dollars a year. And in the long term, we need an honest money system. But sustainable development is the action plan that grows out of this. It breaks itself into three action categories. And everybody in the public is aware of the environmental movement. That's one of the three E's of the Sustainable Development Program. The reason for the environment, the thrust on the environment, is so that we can prepare ourselves psychologically for the takedown that has resulted from the use of this fiat money system, where we're all living high and happy on a gilded pig, okay? And as that pig gets deflated, we're going to sink. And so the environment is the call that's being made upon all of us to recognize the evil of our ways. What do you mean? It's their ways that have created this condition. But we're going to pay the price. And the environment is a cover for paying the price. The real objective of sustainable development is to change the system of justice and to change the system of economics that operate in America and around the world. The environment is simply the wrapping paper on this present. But when you open it up, you'll see that they're moving us away from a system of equal justice and to a system of, equal justice means that the law is applied similarly to everyone, and the law stands on the base of the unalienable rights that each of us possess, and the recognition that the law is to serve that underlying reality. Well, today we're moving to social justice, where different people, different groups get the law applied according to their status.
Well, I think we've seen that very recently, of course, with so many of the people that Obama wanted to appoint to government, Mr. Geithner, Tom Daschle, so many of the others, they just didn't bother to pay their taxes because the elite, those making lots of money, don't have to. Tom Daschle made $5 million after he got out of government. How did he do that? As a lobbyist. But Mr. Obama said we've got to stop the lobbyists from coming and pushing pressure on government. So why did he get one of the most dishonest of all the lobbyists, Tom Daschle, former Speaker of the Senate, to go to work for him? He wanted him in a key position. I think it was Health and Human Services. And of course, what they do is they say one thing, but of course they mean another, and they talk against corruption, and then they bring most corrupt. They do have a two-tiered system. The elite don't pay their taxes. They either have loopholes, or like Mr. Geithner, they just forget to do it. And nothing happens. Well, when they get caught, why, they're handing the cookie jar, they put the cookie back. Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, we have to understand that both parties are committed to this globalist order. You know, one of the things that globalist bankers caught early was control of the political parties. First the Republican, first the Democrat, then the Republican. If people doubt the Republican Party's commitment to the global order, check out the International Democrat Union. That's IDU.org. And there you'll find the Republican Party leads 80 parties from around the world, so-called right-of-center parties, on a mission to have adopted universally the Universal Declaration of the United Nations as the controlling legal document through the world. That means America would have to abandon its Declaration of Independence because the two stand in virtual opposition on the issue of unalienable rights. So the Republican Party is as committed to the global system as are the globalists themselves. They are the hired team, if you will, of this takedown on America. But it doesn't matter. You know, we go from George Bush to Barack Obama. The only thing we see that's different is an acceleration, just like we saw an acceleration in sustainable development policy implementation under George Bush from what we had seen with Bill Clinton. And today it's accelerating even further under Barack Obama.
Well, we're out of time, Michael. God bless you. Thanks very much for being with us. One more time, your telephone number, if people would like to get in touch with you, or your website.
It's 831-684-2232. That's 831-684-2232. And the website is freedomadvocates.org.
God bless. Thanks very much. Well, I hope you enjoyed our interview with Michael Shawn. He's right on in everything he says. Certainly, we have to be worried about how they're using the environment. They're not concerned about the forest. They're not concerned about the three-toed salamanders. They're not concerned about the butterflies. They're using them all to justify ever more control of your life. And they're using the monetary system. And you must understand, the monetary system, it was set up by the bankers for the bankers, and now they're in the process of destroying it. Why would they do that? Very simply. Because, of course, they want to establish a new monetary system, and I think it's probably going to be based upon gold, which they're going to control, or the majority of it. And then, of course, they're going to be able to establish a one-world monetary system. This seems to be the direction we're heading, of one-world government, a one-world financial order, a one-world monetary system, and, of course, the destruction of Christianity and the one-world government. And when you understand that, everything makes sense. You understand why Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who was deeply involved in not only Masonry but Satanism, why Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who told the American people, no American boy would ever fight on foreign soil. I hate war. Eleanor hates war. Even little Fala hates war. All the time he was planning on taking us into war to kill as many American boys as he could to further the goals of the one world government. If you have not yet seen that the DVD, which new DVD by Chris Pinto, The Eye of the Phoenix, you need to get it. We're going through them just so fast, but you need, of course, to get our other items, the Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, Riddles in Stone, of Chris Pinto's talk when he was here about the Atlantis connection, because America is to become the new Atlantis. Constance Cumby's talk on the emergence, the coming of the Luciferian Antichrist. And she's talked to these people. They're quite open about the fact that they want to bring Lucifer into power. So that's the emergence, the Atlantis connection, the Riddles in Stone, the Eye of the Phoenix, and the Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning. Now, if you, of course, haven't seen our four-tape set on the, or heard our four-tape set on the supernatural, you need to get it. You need to get our book that goes with that. It's called The Beautiful Side of Evil. You need to get our book and or the four CD set on satanic crimes. Ladies and gentlemen, some of the most wealthy people in the world are involved in the satanic crimes. You need to get our four tape set on Skull and Bones. You need to get our four tape set on the Bohemian Grove. These things are not imaginary. We actually have a video we carry on the Bohemian Grove. Alex Jones shot it at risk of his own life. We have, of course, a couple of books on the Bilderbergers. We have a four-tape set on the Bilderbergers. We want you to, we have a DVD on the Bilderbergers. It's called The End Game. Alex Jones did that as well. Alex is doing a great job, and we're grateful to him to go and get these film footage so you can see it and so you can utilize it to convince others about what's going on. We're involved in a spiritual battle. for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And if we don't take America back, if we don't have a revival, we're going to lose this country and everything we possess spiritually and economically. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Please pray for Radio Liberty.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNlive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNlive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNlive.com. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Listening to GCN.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar. President Obama has signed a controversial catch-all spending bill that funds the federal government through September. Obama called the roughly $410 billion measure an imperfect but necessary bill. Correspondent Terry Moore reports.
Critics call earmarks wasteful pork. An old